You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Matildas kept their World Cup dreams on track after a come-from-behind win over Brazil in Montpellier. Australia fell behind 2-0 in the first half, but bounced back in the second to score a 3-2 victory. Here's how SBS commentator David Bashir described the winning goal.
Van Egmond, good diagonal ball, Kerr's there, sandwiched between two! It's gone in for Australia! It may be an own goal, but they won't care!
The goal was eventually checked for offside and awarded as an own goal. But the Matildas' relief at getting their first win of the tournament after losing the opener to Italy was keenly felt. Star forward Sam Kerr was so happy at silencing the team's critics, she couldn't help directing some of her after-match comments their way.
Oh, I'm so proud of the girls. We knew we were in it at halftime, and you know there was a lot of critics talking about us, but we're back, so suck on that one. Oh mate, it's just outside noise. We don't listen to the haters, and look at that performance, come back from the deep, and oh guys, I love these girls, they're something else.
Skipper Aaron Finch hit an incredible 153 off 132 deliveries, while bowler Mitchell Starc took four wickets in the 87-run victory. Despite being delighted with his match-winning innings, Finch was more happy about the result than his own individual contribution.
Winning the game is far more important than getting 100, but it was actually nice to kick on past 100 and get 150 and go a little bit deeper than probably what I have. Other hundreds have been 104, 5, 10, around that mark. That they obviously help get yourself in a good position, but getting a 150 probably allows your side to go a little bit deeper and go a bit harder with your middle order.
The biggest clash of the weekend, though, in terms of a global audience, was India's match-up with Pakistan at Old Trafford in Manchester. There were over 700,000 ticket applications for the match at a ground which holds only 26,000 spectators. But the most impressive figure was an estimated 1 billion people expected to be tuning into television coverage. That led to Pakistan coach Mickey Arthur using that huge spotlight as a way of motivating his team.
It doesn't get bigger than that. It doesn't get more exciting. I'm telling our players in the dressing room, your careers are going to be defined by a moment in the game. You do something incredible, you'll be remembered forever. And our kind of mantra is, how do you want to be remembered? What are they going to say about you in history? And tomorrow presents an unbelievable opportunity for these guys.
The big news in rugby league this weekend was the naming of the two sides for the second State of Origin match. Queensland promoted Dylan Napa to the starting side, while making just two changes to its bench because of injuries. Titans prop Jared Wallace and Knights veteran Tim Glasby come in. It was a much different story in the New South Wales Blues camp, however. Coach Brad Fittler made an astonishing seven changes to his side. The most notable was the omission of Sydney Roosters star Latrell Mitchell after a disappointing game in Origin 1. In-form Panthers 5'8 James Maloney is back in the fold, while his club teammate Nathan Cleary will be alongside him. Fittler explained his reasoning about Mitchell being left out to the waiting media pack.
Well, the biggest one, we have expectations up at Suncorp, and we made sure we didn't meet those expectations. We really need our players to work hard for each other, and at the end of the day, Queensland wanted more than us, which is a bit of a shame, and I suppose Latrell, he's a bit of a consequence of that.
Game 2 of the State of Origin takes place in Perth on Sunday. To AFL, and St Kilda kept its final hopes alive, winning a thriller against Gold Coast by just 4 points. Essendon downed Hawthorn, while Fremantle got the better of Port Adelaide. Elsewhere, there were wins for the Western Bulldogs and the West Coast Eagles, while the GWS Giants downed North Melbourne by 23 points. In golf this weekend, American Gary Woodland began the final round of the US Open Championship at California's Pebble Beach course with a one-shot lead over British player Justin Rose. And finally to boxing, where British fighter Tyson Fury did exactly what he was supposed to do against the unfancied Tom Schwartz in Las Vegas. Fury stopped his German opponent in just the second round to set the stage for a showdown with American heavyweight Deontay Wilder early next year. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.